Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Good evening, everyone. Just want to take the time to thank each and everyone for coming out this evening to listen to a nice 2 hours of Grudge Talk. I think tonight should be a real good, interesting night because we've got three big bike events coming on this weekend. So I'm sure, I hope we have representatives from each and every one of these events to come on and kind of talk about the event. So at this time, we're not going to really prolong any time. We're going to jump on into the show. I see we got one caller here now ready to speak. We're going to open the lines up and kind of let people kind of express their feeling, or either if they got any ideas or express where they want to go this weekend or what. So we're going to start with the first caller here, 901-2640. Your mic is open.
What's up, Chris? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? Hmm? Who we got here on this? You got a screen name?
Yeah, this one, they meant the twin.
Okay, what's going on, twin?
I can't call. I'm going to be in Hattiesburg this weekend.
I got you.
So that boy's supposed to be running COVID Command, supposed to be running Jeff running them. They said they don't want to run them. They said they're supposed to have a boozer mode on the bike. A
we kind of said late on in the evening. So is the race on or is it off?
Mm-hmm. Both it's not official yet. They were trying to lock in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what they're gonna do yet, cause they were hollering about he had a boozer motor on the seat. So if he had a boozer motor, he can lock in with him. He win the punk out money.
Okay. Well,
I don't know. I guess we'll see how they gonna go.
Yeah, you got that right. So hopefully later on in the show, someone can come on and I guess kind of verify, clear that up. What kind of setup to do have or whatever.
Hey, what other racetrack they were talking about going to? Somebody to start with an A, y'all.
Well, you got three events going on. You got the one down at Hub City this weekend. You got the one over in Georgia, Reynolds, Silver Dollar Raceway. Then you have the one over in, I want to say it's South Carolina, maybe North Carolina, Dollarton, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Track that's going to be an event, too.
Right.
Which can't nobody say that they don't have a place to go. This, I mean, you pretty much have covered all the areas in the South this weekend.
I wonder how far that track is from Hattiesburg.
Which one?
The Riley track.
Talking about the Reynolds, Silver Dollar?
Yeah, Reynolds. Ah, that's it, Reynolds. Yeah, Reynolds.
Let's see. When I was over to Macon, Georgia, I think that was about a 7-hour drive, 7.5 hour drive from Mississippi. But I think it's a shorter way you can go for as driving through Alabama. I think somewhere through Phoenix City, somewhere through there.
Okay.
We were on the way back home. We did see a sign at Phoenix City, so I'm assuming we were somewhere close to that. that Phoenix City, Alabama area.
Full service, huh?
Yeah.
From my understanding, I heard that they said all the fans, 1,000 folks, be over there at Runnels track.
Yeah, I did read that too.
Know what I heard? Now you know how rumors get started.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be fast bike this weekend. To be honest with you, yeah, I really do. Indeed. So you all gonna bring down any bikes, or you just coming in?
Yeah, we coming. Well, hopefully I have my bike. Well, you know, me and Purple Rain, we all together.
Okay.
Me and him, yeah, we each other, and then I've quite a few bikes.
Okay. Cause I think he was on last week saying something about he had several grudge events. I think grudge races he had lined up for the hub.
Right.
Yeah. I think people just waiting to race, man. I think everybody been kind of testing for a while, and now it's time to see what those bikes made out of.
Mm-hmm. It's time to put up a shut up.
Oh, yeah, it's no time really to go and do too much more testing now. It's time to, like you said, put up or shut up. Definitely can believe that's a true statement there.
Yeah.
I guess later on when we get people a chance to chime on in, we got a few emails today from some guys that wanted to make some call-outs, so I kind of wait to see when everybody chime in to make this call out.
I'm
the last minute
kind of
break.
Call out.
Trying to.
What you say, dude?
Yeah, I said we. I got a list here.
Hello.
I said what most of us coming from with the call out.
Yeah, no, I was saying I got a few calls today and a few emails about people wanting to make some call outs to some guys here. For the weekend, so I guess when everybody kind of chime in, I'll go down a little list and read my call out.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, shit, why should we have to wait for them? Let us see who the call out is.
I don't think any was directed to you, man, not today. Yeah.
Huh?
I said, I don't think any was made out to you today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think these guys out of town want to come see how the guys do down in the South.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
But we've been in the house looking for some action, definitely.
Yeah,
looking for some action.
I think it's going to be a lot of action to be made, too. Yeah, plenty of action. And with this rain situation, somebody had put
a
topic out there on the website.
And one of the water packs.
What's that?
What they put on the website?
No, something about somebody started a topic today about the chance of rain for Hub City, and so they put out there like 30%. But I was gonna express that tonight on the radio station that I've kind of had a little meeting with the track and stuff, and so they was like, well, man, look, if we get rain or whatever down there, they got that big old turbine jet floor that we kind of put on reserve in case, you know, something happens to get that track dried up, because I said, man, we really need to race. So they kind of gave us our assurance, like, yeah, that would be definitely something that they would do in case of rain. But as of now, when I checked out there, it had 30%, which has been 30% all this week, I believe, and I don't think they've gotten any rain down there, which, you know, really have no control over. But in worst-case scenario, it do decide to rain. We, like I said, we got that blower down there, so that's no problem. You shouldn't let that stop you from not coming. I just kind of wanted to put that out there.
But if I'm not mistaken, in one track, I can't think, they probably had like about 50 or 60% chance of rain. I can't remember what we were talking earlier. There's one track they were talking about going to.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know if it was it wasn't at Runnels, but that was close to the to Atlanta. I don't think it was that track we were talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Is that an eighth of a mile track or a quarter mile track?
It's quarter mile track. Oh, real nice facility. We stopped over there last time, I think, a few weeks ago on the way back home when Custom Cut and Tootie decided to do a little grudge race because we got a rain out. We've been over there at Twigs, and so they decided to take it to Reynolds. And so they got over there and made Shakedown Each, and that's when they ran that little grudge race they had over there. Well-lit facility, and nice. I can't say anything bad about it or whatever. Nice bleachers and stuff. Nice, real good, clean facility.
Okay, right. That's good. Yeah. Well, I know one thing. The line is full, and a lot of people can't get on right now. But we also would like Doug Ken to hang up the phone so some people can get on because he don't own a bike. So if he can get off the phone, let these guys that own bikes get on, we'll be all right.
I heard that. <it.
laughs>
Hey.
Hello. Brian, who else you got coming up? You just bringing the Purple Rain bike up or are you bringing some more bikes up in your camp?
I'm bringing a Purple Rain bike and a fully dressed 1,000.
Okay.
We call it Baby Red.
I heard that. I believe the 1,000 is taking over the
year. Just now. She was on that pic just now.
She was sucking that man's dick in the car.
Look.
Somebody riding down the highway.
Huh?
Somebody riding down the highway.
New Orleans full of interstates.
Yeah, sound like somebody celebrating before the weekend.
Exactly.
Can't believe it's this quiet on the phone tonight. We have people listening.
They're listening.
No one wants to say anything.
Let's get to chime on in.
And I'll mute them lines.
Has somebody checked on Shine since last week?
Oh, who?
Yeah, we got a caller here, man. 804-4629. Your mic is open.
No.
804-4629, your mic is open.
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. It's Running Back.
Running Back?
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on?
Not much. Just sitting back listening.
Okay.
Enjoyed myself up in Maryland this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all had nice weather up there this weekend, or?
Oh, yeah. It was pretty good. Pretty good weather
pretty
up there.
Pretty good. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I hear you. Never mind.
You do racing yourself, or you?
Yeah, I do a little racing. I got a 94 Camaro.
Okay. Okay.
How you rock?
Oh, wrong night.
Yeah, you talking about night.
He wanted time to listen to the bike, man. I think a lot of the car guys like listening to the bike guys.
Yeah, my hat goes off to them boys riding them two-wheelers.
Too much for you, huh?
Yeah, a little bit too much. I got one, but I got a cruiser.
You don't never have anyone pull up beside you on a cruiser wanting to try you?
No,
thank
man.
Thank you.
There was a video on YouTube back while I was watching. I don't know what city it was in, man. They had like a cruiser shootout. Man, that was some of the needed stuff to ever see. All cruisers. Guys were talking noise to each other, man, and just got out there and just started battling.
I like you, Tash.
Indeed. Man, who's on fire tonight? Well, must be getting ready for the weekend. Brian, you want to go test tonight? There's no problem or nowhere?
Huh?
I mean, you want to go out testing nowhere tonight to no problem or state capital?
No, I didn't go tonight. I had to take off to get off my work.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, indeed. Man, so you got some racing locked in, or you just basically coming and hoping?
same thing we do every time. Just come and see if you get us a race.
Well, you know the race going to come soon.
I told you last time, we be looking.
I heard that.
Hopefully we don't have to step out of our league to try to give nothing up, to try to get a race.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be all right. I think we're going to be able to get some nice races off this week.
Yeah, I think it should be a pretty good turnout, though.
Yeah, because we've got some guys was mentioning something about they got some Street Fighter 1000 they want to actually bring, too. So there should be a lot of competition down there, I must say.
Yes, indeed.
I'm going to take a minute, I guess, and ask, do we have anybody that wanted to come on and talk about the Silver Dollar racetrack this weekend or have any information on it, or either that track or either the Dollarton track? I guess not.
Somebody got a dog barking up, cutting up.
Yeah. You got that right. Well, I think
the line
also had some big time races too this weekend.
Huh?
Brian,
I mean,
Mayo.
I got
someone
out here.
Has his
hands
full, too.
Who, Mayo?
Yeah.
Him and Big
Red's
supposed to be tying up.
Yeah, that's true. All right, look,
I'm going with Mayo.
Hmm?
I'm going with Mayo.
You going with Mayo?
Yeah.
What's up, Chris? What's going on?
What's that?
Oh, I can't call it. What about you?
Oh, man. Yeah, you say your line's full. I wonder if the Mississippi Hill bitches on here.
Yeah, I think they're going to step on here in a minute. Let me see. We got one person here. Got their hand. Has now. Let's see. 229-1870. The mic is open.
Yes, sir. I want to speak to Mr. I really know what was going on with him this weekend.
Mr. Who?
Custom Cut.
Oh, okay. Who we got here?
I want to remain anonymous.
All righty, I got you. You want to know about Custom?
Yes, sir. Mr. Cut, you on the line?
Well, Mr. Cut is on here nothing. Mr. Cut, if you're on the line, please raise your hand.
I'm sorry, Shane Steele.
He probably can't get on because Doug T ain't got the line all tied up. He don't want to fight, so he might get off the line.
Doug T and that bum, Shane, Keith Dennis.
Yeah, custom in the line. I need to talk with him.
Well, we can get one of them bums to get off the phone. We can get him on.
Just tell Doug T and that bum, Shane, to get off the phone because they on that list in them here, Billy.
Mr. Hill, Billy. I don't.
They ain't got nothing but some junk. So ain't no need them come to Hub City, man. They ain't got nothing but some junk. Come on, they got the Dream Team. The Dream Team was 92, man. It's 2012. They talking about the Dream Team.
Well, all
that's Buck and that Buck and that late leaving Scotty.
All I know is Cut coming to clean house. He's coming to clean it out.
I know Custom Cut coming to race them hillbillies. I'm with him with them hillbillies. But they ain't got nothing. Buck them ain't got nothing. But
I hope nobody's
job.
Did you try to run Custom Cut?
No, I'm running with him.
You say
okay. I'm running
with
him, too.
Brother. I'm with you on that.
I don't see him on here. If you wanted to pass along one, I'm sure I could. I'm trying to send him a message here to pass along to him if you wanted to relate one to him.
Nah, you ain't got to do that. I'm his brother.
Okay. Well, he may chime on in later on.
Yeah, you chime in. All we got to say, we coming to clean house.
I know he said he was looking for them here, but he said he was going to bring his cow trailer because they was out there racing them tractors, them John Deere tractors, them Mississippi here, Billy. Is CJ400 coming? The one that eats all the jelly donuts, is he coming too? Is he coming to Hub City? You know what, Chris?
Well, he did make
a they told me they was going to have a donut contest eating down there. If they do, Chris, hey, if CJ hands down, man, he going to see the shit out them donuts, man. I'm talking about, man, he going to probably have a 117 stick to put with some donuts, man.
Yeah, I'm thinking he will be there because I think he had a race with, I think Street King's was running back over.
Oh, I know it. Well, how is he? Now, and that's another bone. But I ain't going to talk about him until I see him. I'll be down there saying it too. Talk about him in person. But I know CJ, he gonna six the hell out them donuts. And them bombs on his phone listening, Chris. I don't know why they won't mute them phones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they don't have
Don't raise a hand.
Yeah, they'll chime in a minute. Like I said, Mississippi Whiteboard, Mississippi Hillbillies, they don't have nothing though, Chris. They got a 2002 Boosa with an 05 motor with a 2008 slider. Jump, jump, jump. Don't nobody even ride no slider no more, man. They got Tim Hayes out now, man. All that Gen 2. So I'm waiting on them to chime in. But they ought to be still cutting them cornfields. They the ones doing the rain dance. You know, the fields is dry. You know, we got a drop down in the south, so they've been doing the rain dance, hoping on, you know, it rains, so nobody won't draw them. So that's who probably told you about the rain in the forecast, Chris. The Mississippi Hillbillies.
Oh, it was somebody from Winona, Mississippi, got out there and was saying that. Yeah, maybe it was just being kind of helpful and just relaying the weather out there to people.
What other race y'all got locked in for Hub City besides Custom Cuts and Jeffro?
Jeffro ain't coming no goddamn Hub City. He's scared to race that boy Fonzo, man. Talking about the man got a goddamn boozer motor on the goddamn bike. If somebody got a boozer motor and they want to lock the bed in, you lock the bed in, you in the damn money. If you're scared, just say you're goddamn scared, man.
Well, that's the reason.
Robot.
I thought Shine was supposed to ride it.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
man. Nobody riding that bike. Nobody.
Well, that race just
basically. He's a nobody.
He's a nobody, man. We don't care nothing about the sun, the shine, the moon, the stars, or the clouds from that hobo. That bum.
How the hell that man's gonna be? How the hell he's gonna be a nobody? He's got titles and he's the one. Shit. How he's a nobody? That man got shit.
That man ain't got what the bird left on the limb, man. You know what that was on?
He don't even own a bike.
No, he don't own no bike.
That's why hell out of here.
Get that line clear. He don't own no bike. Tell him to keep that line clear. Don't chime in on. He don't have a bike. Yeah, that's me, Duke. What's up, Duke?
Yeah, that's me. Big Pip and Tim is in the building. Ladies
all
and gentlemen, Pip and Tim and Pip and Old in the late
70s. Yeah, that bomb shine is washed up, man.
Hey, go ahead on.
Well,
stop talking about Sean,
but
go ahead
on. Yeah, leave that alone, man.
I'm
going like
that, man. But I was also reading somewhere where they were talking about Jeremy Teaser, too, so I don't know what was the race, really. It was so many names being tossed out there.
They run and shine, they sure enough.
But they were talking about giving him the back tie and the brake.
Yeah, I don't care about that. Exactly. So you think that would have been a good race, or that wouldn't have been no race at all?
Yeah, that would have been a good race. I love to see it. I wish Jeffro gone lock that one on in.
I can't believe all of them just holding the goddamn phone and won't say nothing. A bunch of idiots, man.
Yeah, they kind of quiet tonight, man. I'm thinking it only takes one of the true brothers to come on there and say something, then all in a plot of break a loose. I think everybody's probably out there tuning their lights and stuff, though.
Well, Mississippi Hillbillies don't have no goddamn motorcycle. They got a goddamn John Deere tractor that they working on.
Shit.
Now, that's the only thing they can work on, Chris. Hey, them grade their mechanics on with your goddamn tractors. Cause them ain't nothing but some goddamn farmers, man. Goddamn farmers ain't got no business on no goddamn motorcycle, man. They like got to try to cut beans on that motherfucker that they got, man.
Oh, yeah, they got a race with Roro blocked in.
Oh, Lord, man, they've been racing each other, man, for the past 8 years. Both on one slow and the other on the slower, man. Come on, God damn, nobody wants to see that bullshit. Yeah, Mississippi White Boys ain't won it. Them Mississippi Hillbillies ain't won a race since Hush was a goddamn puppy, man.
I think that's going to be a good race there, man. I think Roro and Scotty going to be a good run.
Yeah, because you know what? One leave late and the one leave and the other leave a little later.
God damn.
That's going to be a damn good race, Chris.
Now, God damn. This red race and Mayo race, man. So I was talking with a few people today, and they were saying that.
Chris, I'm going with the cow power, man. Cow power. Wait, hold on. Mayo race who?
Big Red.
Big Red.
Mayo and Big Red, you know, that's a heated debate right there inside our own camp. You know, we got split decisions on that because ain't no telling which way that I'm going to go. You know, that's two of the fastest bikes that's going right now as far as street cars go.
Yeah, I say, man, line first and who be pointing straight when they're going down at the big end, back end. But I know if you ain't out there in front of Mayo, but he going to fudge around you, man.
Oh, he going to come around you?
Yeah, he going to come around you.
That was Mayo say, though. He going to catch you the back door, but I don't know, though. Ain't no telling.
Hey, dude.
That's what Mayo say.
Hey, dude.
Red, from looking at his bike, too, though, he backs ass real good, too. So, like I said, man, that couldn't have been a perfect matched up race there for him, because I would love to see the two.
Hey, Duke.
Well,
hey, you hear what Mel said? Mel said, don't worry about who kicking in the front though. Worry about the mother coming out the back door with all the goodies, man.
Yeah,
all the goodies, huh?
Yeah.
And that's with him riding. That's what really enthused me. Mm-hmm. Cause Mayo weighed about what 2-something? He said 2. I forgot how to weigh. Mayo say he weighs
probably about 220.
They say Mayo got the fastest street time 14 in the country on that fly. That's what they say now.
Big words.
Mayo say he releasing the beast down there.
You know when he was over there in Texas over there, man, he was making a name. Didn't too many people want to jump on him.
They say he ran them boys clean up out of Texas, man.
he really couldn't get no races over there. I mean, they were trying to dial the bike in or whatever, and I think the time kind of ran out over there. But it's going to be interesting, man. I know I'm sure Fast Freak probably got some races lined up or going to try to
Chris.
Hey, Chris, I believe I'm going to get ready to fly Air Force One, too.
Let's see. Somebody was telling me, who was that? They got a few little old 1,000 that's going to be out there hustling, too.
Say that again?
From Mississippi. A few guys, Ridiculous, I think, said something about he was waiting on his bike. He hoped to have it out. Coming out there. Ridiculous from up in, I forgot what part of Mississippi.
That's my dude.
Hey, it no matter heard about that God of War, is that bike going to be out? He got the tool right on it?
What you say, God?
I can't see
God?
How that dude would miss an event like that and not have that bike there, so we'll just leave a question mark.
You say the God
eye,
of
I'm
God
sure.
Between?
Yeah.
The God of garbage?
Oh, shit, man.
Jump. Y'all boys ain't right.
Yeah, they hard
jump.
On everybody, man. Big Tail, I think, has a race. I want to say him and... I forgot who Big Tail had a race with. Hopefully some big boys, though. I know he had a... Who else had it? There's plenty of races lined up, huh?
Chris, I believe we got to get out the phone for them to chime in. We got to get out the phone. You probably got to mute us.
We got to call back. We're going to have to call back.
Yeah, we probably got to call back.
I think they
back,
on,
quick.
Man. They're going to chime in here for a minute.
They,
you know, the first hour was
they don't
want to
come
slower.
In with us.
You know, the first hour was always the slow hour. It's the second hour. It's the power hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think everybody in the garage and shops though that turn on the bikes for the weekend.
You, hey, Chris, just do me one favor.
What's that?
When them Mississippi hillbillies get on there, just tell them ZX10 kids said, you ask them how many beans and how much corn did they cut today. Just ask them how much corn did they cut today. Goddamn, when me and my wife came up 55, goddamn it. Them goddamn, it was still corn left in them fields, man.
Sure will. I would like to make that home.
Yeah, tell them that. And tell them I'm also going to have a box of them saltine crackers with them jelly donuts so they can get to their motorcycle. Because their motorcycle always go down the track like it's got the heat cup. You know, it won't spray, it won't shift and shit, you know. Just a hunk of junk, Chris. Just that simple.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. I think about them. I don't know which way they're going. They, 1 minute they're coming to the hub, and they're going somewhere, so I don't know where those guys are going.
I know I won't be going way to no damn 8 hour tracking really. And you can go 4 hours to the hood, and it's going to be the same. But different scope, different folks.
Yeah. This is amazing. We got 3 events, like I said, going on at once.
Hey, if you had any goddamn sense, Chris, you'd go closer. Instead of going way out 7 miles and not getting a race, that would be the logical thing to do.
Yeah. You know, some people like to travel, though, man, because I know myself.
Well, they like to travel and get there. Hey, they get there, Chris, and travel and make all them goddamn shakedown passes and then holler, did nobody want to race us? Come on, man, are you serious?
Well,
no, this is another one, Chris. This is the new one now. This is the new one here, Chris. The track was shitty.
Yeah.
Out of track shitty, you got a street tile or a slick on the bike, but the track was shitty. I ain't had nobody explain that to me yet, Chris. I know what it is. Damn fools are scared, man.
Yeah, well, you know, they...
With the Mississippi Hillbillies, it don't matter where you race them at. Now, what y'all don't want to race them at is one of them goddamn cornfield of beans here. They going to fuck y'all up with one of them cornfield of beans, man. They going to fuck y'all up, man. They gonna run circles around y'all in that maze. Them niggas gonna cut a maze on your ass in that coffee or bean field.
Well, I know.
Y'all need to leave them alone.
Man, somebody must be talking about me, man. What's going on up there in the Memphis area, man? Any racing going on up there at the track? Or?
Hey, we holding it down. We got the fastest. Hey, let me tell you something, Chris. The Mississippi Hillbillies let a 278.22-pound man beat them on the street. Did you hear what I said? I'm going to repeat that one more time, Chris. 278.22-pound man beat them on the street. Let me tell you something, Chris. A motherfucker that size that can't beat me doing nothing but eating, man. I'm sorry. Did you hear me? 278 pounds beat them on the street, man. On the bike Halloween. They pulled that bike out Halloween and scared the shit out of them motherfuckers hitting them farmers, man.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
King, no, they had that poster with that was Doug 10. They were trying to talk about what you had did to watch your bike went. What they say your bike went?
Went on 10-40-something.
119.
Yeah, and you know what, Twin? Let me tell you something. Didn't nobody even comment. Now, when I go back on there and finish what they had, oh, yeah, Chris, let me let you know something about somebody else on there. I'm waiting on them to chime in. But I'm going to give you just a whiff of it. That boo man, the boot looking ass kisser.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, I ain't going to comment on him because he don't have a bike.
You said he sent you a picture of his bike.
Twin, he got that picture, man, from somebody that's got a goddamn motorcycle picture than me, man. That's not his motorcycle, man. And I'm going to tell you one more on there. I see she doesn't understand. Miss Plain Nasty with Miss Plain Stupid. She got on there. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell her I don't want to hit her. I don't want her to give me the hit. But you tell her, I heard she liked this old handsome red nigga. Tell her to find me at the track Saturday, and me and her going to talk one-on-one. I got some for her. Yeah, Miss Plain Stupid, Miss Plain that. The only thing I want her to do is to stay off the grass Saturday with them goddamn feet, man, because I don't want her to start no goddamn fight.
Yeah,
well, right. Hey, Queen, I'm gonna leave y'all just a little bit when they get on here. That Dub 10 of West Memphis 3, him and Shine. Twin, y'all got to spare real life. The man been locked up for 10 goddamn years. He got a computer, man. He got more posts than I got, man, on Psychic Mike, man. You know, he just got that goddamn computer, man. He don't know how to stop typing on that motherfucker, man.
He always come out Memphis Twin. But now he don't even want to race me, though. We can't lock up a race with him. If I try to lock up a race with him, he want to throw shine on me.
Hey, Chris, you and your wife, Chris, the Memphis Twin brothers tried to run him and his brother. And his brother is named Tim. He looked like, you know how you take a battery out of a remote control car?
Huh? Right.
Second said. Yeah, I'm going to take it off anyway. His brother Tim, they not gonna race nobody.
Uh-huh.
They gonna do. I'm gonna tell you how you know him, Chris. Wherever you see Shine, you see two fools walking up behind. It ain't hard to find. And Chris, I'm gonna talk so bad to that bum Saturday. I wish you could be there to see it, Chris. I don't know how to talk like this on this phone. It's in person, Chris.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be down there. Whenever I see him,
you just find ZX10 Kid, Purple Rain, and Twin. Hey, you'll see me. And wherever I see that bomb shine, I'm gonna light right in on his ass. Oh, yeah.
It's
so first, Chris.
Through the gate, man.
Yeah.
He's gonna be the first or second
gonna,
through the gate.
He threw his friend up on the bus on the gate the other night and got ran over. Somebody
yeah.
shot.
Man, Shine just riding, man.
Dude named Jane, they raced on the street and Shine's up at the shop, gas, and put them jumper cables on. He came up there and got the brakes beat off of him on the street.
Hey,
and then, And then he went and mounted the phone for the man. He tried to call him back.
Hey, Chris, you ever seen them brakes at AutoZone, them cheap-ass brakes they sell like $30 with a 30-day warranty on them? That's what, hey, the boy put them 30-day brakes on James Boyd ass and mashed them all the way to the goddamn floor, man. Hey, he put them 30-day warranty brakes on his ass and mashed them up on clean to the floor, man. Fuck the rim. And Strange got out the way. Hey, Chris, while we were down there killing, hey, dude told Strange down there, man. Hey, man. Don't you know, man, next time you meet somebody down here, man, nigga gonna kill you down here. Hey, he brought that man out. That man ain't raced a bike, man, since Hush was a puff, man. Brought him down there and threw him to them sharks down there, man.
Well, yeah. You got a lot of people saying they trying to chime in. I feel that the lines are full.
Well, hey, Chris, I'm finna go up and call you back.
Chris, no, I'm gonna tell you something. They can't get in because I got five people on my one line. So we know I got five people on one line.
Okay. Hey, Chris. Like I said, I'm with Custom Cut. Let me tell you something, Chris. Anybody running them hillbillies, man, that's gravy, that man. They ain't got to do them a stick, they biscuit in there. That's gravy. That is gravy.
Oh, we shall see.
Yeah. They ain't got nothing. Why you think they tried to get with Taco Bell? Come on, Chris, let's just keep it 100, man. Why would you, see that? Why would you join forces with somebody else, man? You say you're a good racer. When last time, hey, Chris, let me just ask you. Yes or no? When have last time Mississippi White Boys had a good race? 5 years or 6 years? Or eight?
I have to go back and look at the tapes, man. They used to do some good
things. Come on, Chris. Come on, Chris. Don't take it along.
With the Katrina bike. That was the...
But how many years ago that's been?
No Mercy Person will be back out, too, this weekend.
Yeah, but hey, Chris. Them hillbillies ain't got nothing, man. I'm telling you what they got. They don't race them in the damn bean field or corn field, man.
Hold on.
You said No Mercy Person gonna be out there this weekend?
Yeah.
You come to Hattiesburg?
Yeah, I'm thinking he's trying to make an appearance in Hattiesburg this weekend.
But to tell him, we might want to get at him.
That's a check right there, to him.
Yep. So it will.
Mm-hmm. You'll call on you later, huh?
Man,
is Boo Man the bootlick on here, the ass kisser? The number one ass kisser on Cycle Bike?
Man, you
haven't seen nobody like this, man. He want to be down with. Twin, do y'all ever just. Chris, I know you be on Cycle Bike. Just yes or no, Chris. You ain't being biased. Do you see what he be posting on that thing?
Do
you ever read his
post,
man? I know you don't want to say. I understand, Chris.
He's Boo Man be trying to come from a neutral. He be trying to neutralize things. Man.
He ain't neutralize nobody, Chris. He always.
Hey, you might need to mute our phone because nobody want to call today. It's still early.
We're just having the twin talk show tonight. Then. I'm just talking about the time on here, man.
Hey, Chris.
Well,
Chris, and he's not news. He's just being an ass kisser, man. I'm gonna tell you what really tripped me out about it. One day, he said these guys was up in Virginia. This is what this ass clown, the bootlicker, said. Hey guys, how y'all doing out there, man? Man, I'm gonna try to get out there and holler y'all. This here bill ain't going past Clarksdale, Mississippi, man. Now he talking about I'ma holler at y'all guys. Them guys don't give a damn about you, Boo Man. He always chiming in and hijacking some post. He just ain't.
So what is he, a hijacker? He's a hijacker.
He's a boo looking ass kisser, man.
Oh, good Boo Man. Oh, it's gonna be some name calling saying the problem, boy.
Oh yeah, well Chris, if you come to Hub City, Chris,
man, I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Would you make sure you come to I-10?
Hey, Chris, I promise you, if you see a little old light skin and red nigga over there on Shine ass, that's DX team. You'll see me. And I'm talking about, I'm going to be on his ass from the time he pull in that trailer till we leave there.
From the word go, huh?
From the word, because we ain't got to do nothing but make eye contact, and we always go in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, and do me one favor. Y'all take a picture of Shine when he pulled them pants up, man. When he pulled his levels up, he had him pulled up by his knees, looking like a little alley back. Take a picture of that and put it on Cycle Bike Club.
I'm definitely with you. I'm going to just get you the camera, man, let you walk around with it.
Oh, there it is. You sure going to get some damn good footage, bro.
I'm going to bring an extra video camera with me. I'm going to let you walk around with it.
Hey, ain't hard to find. I'm gonna be cooking first though. I gotta get that food right, Chris.
Like you know, some people made a comment saying they don't do nothing but cook down at Hub City now. They don't do no right time. I forgot what dude.
Listen, you know, let me straighten it up. If a motherfucker look like us, man. He ain't got to do nothing, man, but ride by our trailer and turn his motherfucking head. We'll draw down on him, man. Okay, well, we're going to be looking for Rick. I tell you what, we're going to be looking for him. I know what to do.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed. I think that, forgot name from Louisiana, up towards the Monroe area over there, Ramon. I don't know if Ramon gonna bring his old school over. Well, you know Ramon over there in Louisiana, don't you?
Yeah, I know
Mike
Noah.
Has an old school.
Yeah, I know
Mike
you talk about.
Yeah.
With a booster.
Right.
What about him, Chris?
No, I'm saying I got confirmation from him to see what he gonna be over there. I'm sure he will, because Ramon's number is gonna try to miss no big drug race.
What about Ramon?
No, I was saying, I was wondering if he going to bring a bike to the track on Saturday.
Hey,
Ramon don't want to miss Grush. No Grush.
Hey, Chris. Lorraine is the fastest 1K in the South on the street tap. Put that out.
I don't know about none of that, man. Nah. Purple Rain ain't like that, man. Purple Rain slow as a motherfucker, man. Purple Rain is a motherfucking shit turd. Just try to get some action, that's all.
Oh, yeah.
A
lot of people...
Well, we sure want some action,
then.
We sure want some action.
Dude, I sure hope they come on and get down, man. I can't believe ain't nobody
Chinese.
Dude.
No, I think a lot of people
dude,
just...
I'm just
going to
put it just like this, dude. As long as they look like us on the street tie with us, we got to race, win or lose. We going to race. Just come on and give us a race. That's all we asking for.
Yeah, I think we're going to actually see some racing this time. I tell you what, they're not going to have
win.
No excuse, man.
Tell them to win or lose. That's all we got to do, win or lose.
Yeah, you can't do nothing but win or lose.
Because it got to be one win and one loser.
Well, I really think it's going to be some racing going on. You ain't going to have no excuses. I mean, from 3 to 4 o'clock to 12 at night, so that's no excuse there.
It's all night. No.
Yeah, that's when we're going to have some cars.
What kind of gates
too,
open
you know,
up, Chris? What kind of gates going to open up?
They're going to open at 12.
The gates going to open up at 12?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right.
8 o'clock. What about the bragging race and all that kind of stuff? What time that stuff?
No class.
Ain't no class. No more girls race.
Yep, no more girls race.
That's what's up.
Get in where you fit in.
Yep, and we got several big cock guys, you know, been talking to us too, so you get to see some fast cars in action too, man, and that kind of just work out.
Yes. Yeah, I thought so.
Man, I can't believe a man cussing for that giant in. Man, those guys, I'm telling you, they probably going to be up in the shop or something tonight. Because after tonight, you got one more day. It's Friday, you need to be, some of them that's coming from out of town need to be on the road. So it's, if you don't do that last minute tweeting and tuning tonight, or maybe tomorrow get to a test somewhere. It's showtime, Friday.
Where's that kid the last minute tweeting tonight and tomorrow night, huh?
Yeah. Ain't me trying to go nowhere Friday trying to last minute.
I know that's right. You sure say the mouth full.
Because I know some get out there, man, bike be buckling and stuff, and then look straight up in the camera, man, and the camera be, it be record.
Too late, gotcha.
Yeah, too late, man, gotcha. Yeah, it's too late.
Stop the camera, Chris, stop the camera. Let me make sure I do it right.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's going down Saturday. So, Chris, if you get home, you make sure you stop by U-Haul Boys Tent, yeah?
Okay. You all know I'm the part where Midway's?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, Midway.
Okay. Okay.
Right there where Fast Fred Park at.
Okay.
Well,
you're probably up there
on
Fast Fred Ridge on all of them.
Huh?
I think you're probably up there by Fast Fred Ridge and all them on the park.
Yeah, by the concession, across from the concession stand mainly.
Right.
Or sometime a little bit down.
Hmm.
And I imagine all of Louisiana coming up to see this race with Mayo. And,
I can imagine that, too. I still want to know what was going to happen with Jeffro and all that guy with that Cobra Commander bike.
I don't think it's going to... I think the race was like what, one in the break.
Yeah, it was supposed to be one in the break, huh?
But that was with Shine riding on it, I believe.
Yeah, Shine riding it.
Well, that is something interesting. Maybe we can find out some more information on that, see what the status is. Somebody put out there said that race was dead though, so it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, because somebody thinks the Cold Commander got a booster mode on it.
You should be able to look at that and tell if that was the case.
Yeah. He told him he win the park out money if he think it's on there. When he get there, he think it's on there, he win the park out money.
You can't get no better than that.
It's okay.
Oh, he can't get no better than that.
I be hoping there's a booster mode. He could go and put one on there.
Make the punk out money like pot money. That way you know it's not a game.
Like you just come here and collect.
Yeah. So you know if you got a boozer motor, you're getting paid regardless whether your bike go down the track or not.
Exactly.
That race with Mayo and the White Ghost, that race locked in or what?
Yeah, that race is locked in.
Okay.
I'm sure they probably going to, they may run that back to back though, because either one who wins, especially if the race is close, I'm sure they're going to want another race.
Who you think going to take that, Chris?
Man, I've been thinking, I think whoever come off that line first and can hold somebody off by five or six bikes in front. But you don't have to be by five or six bikes in front of Mayo, though, I believe, because like I said, when that cow power kick in, man, when that cow power kick in, you're going to... You have to have some ground, man. But the red bike back ass too now, so race is hard to call. That race is hard to call, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It is hard to call.
He just can't let your boy hit him like Lil Richard hit him, that's all.
Right.
Because that bike is gonna be a totally different bike. I think I'm not sure, you know.
Yeah. But what's impressive, even like I said, with Mayo on it, and I don't know how heavy Red Rider is. I'm about, what, 140 something, 150?
about that, if that.
Probably something like that.
So he actually giving up about, what, 50, 60 pounds?
Nah, he's not more than that. He'll weigh about 210, 220.
Well, somebody over there betted him some money to get on the scale, man, that he didn't weigh no 200 pounds, and Camellia wouldn't even get on the scale. They told me there he didn't weigh no 200 pounds. Well, he's probably in the gym now, man, trying to lose. I guarantee you, it's a lot of people working out. Trying to lose a few pounds. Man, y'all just get everybody off tonight.
Yeah, I guess we have get everybody off.
I throw a buck in one of the time being by now. Yes, indeed. Do we have any more questions, races you wanted to talk about, either go out and express? If not, we're going to, okay, we got a caller here, 804-9514. Your mic is open. 804-9514, your mic is open. Your mic is open.
Hello, go ahead. Hey.
Hey.
This is a Beast in 804.
Hey, what's going on, Beast?
Ain't not much. Hey, Cobra Commander got a 1000 motor on there. They don't have no booster motor. They got Ghost Rider for that. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. I got you.
Yeah. Cobra Commander is on nitrous on a 1000 platform. You know,
okay.
They still got Ghost Rider waiting for any nitrous booster, you know. They waiting for anybody with Ghost Rider. That's why you haven't really seen Ghost Rider, because Ghost Rider is ready to go. You know, all they got to do is shake it down, and they ready to run anybody, any nitrous booster.
I got you. I understand. I'm glad you came on and cleared that up.
Yeah. They tried BMF, you know, for the Grudge Fest in Maryland, and it was a gamble, you know, because Stormtrooper couldn't run. So Cobra Commander tried BMF. BMF did come off the trailer. You know, they didn't get a chance to shake it down or anything, but it was worth the gamble, you know. I mean, you're talking about a nitrous booster versus a nitrous 1000, you know.
Okay. So how close was the race? No one ever really discussed it, or either just, you know, said the race was the BMF bike having issues or something, or just...
Well, I mean, like I said, they came off the trailer and anything could happen. I think Sam was saying that maybe the nitrous wasn't working right or whatever. But, you know, standing at the line, you know, I could only see but so much. They said by the eighth of a mile, Cobra had them by two. And then, you know, after that, you know, two multiplied by two would be four, you know. But I don't know how much it was at the other end. You know, you got people saying it was a tractor trailer and all that stuff. But it wasn't close. You know, they had problems, which was a gamble.
Okay.
You know, they gambled on it, you know. So,
I
mean, they didn't run for a lot of money. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, Fonz was saying he would run it back to, you know. I mean, Sam was saying, oh, you was picking on us. Well, it was a gamble. You're talking about a booster versus a 1,000.
Right.
You know, and Cobra is only running at 50%. You know, Cecil wasn't there. Cecil was in Strasse.
Okay.
So he wasn't there to properly tune it and see it with his own eyes. You see what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, Fonz told Sam or BMF, if you think I was picking on you, then that's race Ghost Rider versus BMF. You see what I'm saying? That's a fair race right there.
Right.
But if
you
can't.
Do you think that race ever happened?
Well, they got to get past Cobra first. They got to get past Cobra. If Cobra can beat BMF, ain't no use in BMF racing Ghost Rider. That's not going to be fair. You got to get past Cobra first. That's why BMF is just – that's why Ghost Rider hasn't really been out, because that's already ready to race. Like, they're ready for that.
Okay.
Yeah, the same person owned Cobra Commander owned Ghost Rider. So, you know, if you get beat by Cobra, you know, the next thing is you got Ghost Rider.
I got you. Hold that, folks. We got a hand just so let me take the time and let him express. 919-6645. Your mic is open.
This is the Possum.
What's going on,
just to clear things up. Just to clear things up. Fonzo never picked on me. I never made that comment that he was picking on me. I mean, we got to Maryland. We found out that the ECU had a corrupt file in it, so we couldn't run Stormtrooper. But BMF. Thursday before Maryland, we made an impressive pass, and we just loaded it up, put it in the trailer, took it to Maryland. We felt like, we thought we could do it, and we could run Cobra. So he said, you want to run it? And I said, yeah. There was no arguing about it. We did it. I got lane choice, and we ran it. The bike was off, point blank. They did it hands off to them. I mean, they won.
Okay.
But there was no, there was a comment made in Psycho Bike if I felt like he was picking on me. No, I never did. Me and Fonzo, I mean, what little con we've ever talked, got along fine. Never nothing back and forth, nothing rude, nothing at all.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But,
you know how that Psycho Bike stuff is. You know, you get the situation
crap, and my problem is I take some of that crap personal. Sometimes I just need to shut up and just let it all go. But
right.
It was fun, man. We did it. The only thing we were worried about, and to be honest with you, is we had shortened BMF up, you know, for our local track just to get it to cook good. And we didn't have time. We were thinking we were going to focus on Stormtrooper in Maryland, and everything was fine. You know, that's what we were feeling. And when we figured Stormtrooper won't right, when we backed BMF out the trailer, we were like, man, we got to stretch it back out. So we were really worried about backflipping that bike. And
right.
As you see, it didn't do that. But it wasn't no tractor trailer, nothing like that. They beat us good. There ain't no lie about that. He chopped BMF's head, slammed the hell off. But it wasn't no tractor trailer, nothing. So
okay.
Good job to them. And I do want to run it back. But when we run it back, we want to do it with Trooper. Because I don't think that's fair for the boosters to be running the 1,000. But then again, these 1,000s are really getting fast.
Sam, you said something happened to your nitrous or something, didn't it?
No, it was the map. When we read the map later, it acted like the bike wasn't spraying. You know, it sprayed a little bit.
Right, yeah, something was wrong with the nitrous. Yeah, I remember you and I talking about it, yeah.
That bitch went like 10-2. Big rich.
Okay.
It was just really, 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 really rich. So, I mean, she sprayed, but it just wasn't. It was like power was coming on and off all the way down the track.
Okay. Well, I'm glad with the way
Maryland was run, I mean, it was crowded. I have never seen so many people in the stands in my life at Maryland. But then again, I guess that came with the car races they had going on. And the times we were out there waiting to get in lanes, I mean, it was kind of tough on us. I mean, Jason Miller did the best he could with what he had, and we didn't have a lot of time. You know, we got there, I think, I didn't know that they had the race going on during the day, so we showed up right about 7:30, thinking, oh, we got all night to make passes. We made two passes, that's it? One pass? No, one pass. And that was the race, and that was it.
Yes, indeed. Well, I know as a owner, as with these 1,000, man, you think these bikes are being stretched out to the limit for these little 1,000 screaming the way they are now? Man, because look like these little 1,000 people have, man. They are flying.
No, I just think technology and people are just doing what they're designed to do and just pushing them what they're supposed to do to them. People are afraid to step over certain boundaries, and some are doing it, and some are being successful at it, while others are not. I don't know. I mean, I've not been in the game long enough technically to tell you exactly what's going on. All I can tell you is these some bitches are flying.
Yeah, you got that right.
I mean, look at the race that went on this last weekend with Headbuster and Eddie Kane. I mean, them two camps went at it. That was round two, and let me tell you, it wasn't no ass whooping. They were close and close. They were battling all the way down the track.
Yes, indeed.
All he told me is I need more gas.
Yes, indeed. So you are thinking about running a rematch over with those guys with that with the bike, which BMF bike are you gonna try?
When we get it back right again, I don't know what the hell happened to it, but I'd try it with BMF or Stormtrooper. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
I mean.
I do understand that. Man, this was you said the Maryland track this week, so this wasn't a MyRock race or anything. It was just a regular grudge race or something up there.
Yeah. It's just a big grudge event, that's all.
Okay. So this is a different track from the BMP track.
It was Maryland.
Okay, what's going on with the Virginia track? I don't hear a whole lot about that track anymore.
I don't go up there that much. It's about 3 hours from me, but, you know, I haven't really been up there much for maybe one time. But they had a big event last Friday. I don't know what went on there, though. It's a test too, I think.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Indeed. So, Puzzle,
the Virginia track. The Virginia track, they don't like motorcycles.
Oh, really?
I'm afraid to say that's my home track. I live 30 minutes from there. And you go there on a Friday night. Yeah, you go there on a Friday night, you barely get maybe 3 passes, you know. They're all about the cars, you know. I mean, like
that's
when we rent the track out on Fridays and things like that, I would rather go all the way to Maryland just because I know Jason takes care of the track and things like that. But, I mean, VMP is a good track. They just don't have all the equipment that Maryland has, you know. Jason Miller loves bikes. I mean, he wants to throw, you know, like that race this past weekend was for cars and bikes, you know. It would have been all cars if Nanu wouldn't have had a guy involved in it. But Jason wants to do an event for bikes, you know, and it was slam-packed. You know, most of that was because of the cars. You know, the cars put on a great show. You got people, I mean, you know, it's funny because you can fit 4 bikes in a trailer, and out of them 4 bikes, you might bring 2 bikes, two people per bike, so that's 8 people. Well, with a car, they're going to come as in the tractor-trailer load. It might be 1 car and 6 people, you know, so, you know, it's different, you know, for these car races. I mean, they really put out for these car races, and Virginia Motorsports Park is the same way. I mean, they really like cars. You know, bikes, they don't care about bikes.
No, and this past weekend, like in Maryland, I mean, I bought 4 tech cars, only filled out 2. it was that crowded, only filled out 2 and already paid for 2, so I lost money there. But, I mean, and they were running as fast as they could. I mean, I was up to the line to get, it was a little scrappy. We were shaking, it was a race with a little scrappy going down. No, it was a BMF race, excuse me. And I stepped out there, and the guy at the starting line about ran me over while I was trying to pick a spot, trying to rush us out of the way. I mean, it was burn out, go. It was no time setting up and up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Man, it's kind of quiet on me tonight. I guess everybody in the shops or whatever tuning. I'm making some fast, last-minute decisions.
Guys had me rolling the first 45 minutes. Y'all Southern guys were going ham out there. I don't know who that guy was talking to, but, man, I was rolling laughing. Talking about the cornfields. To race the tractors.
And folks, look, man, couldn't defend himself with nothing, man.
I'm about to go get myself a damn John Deere.
They know they'd be hard on bucking them for some reason, man. I don't know.
Sounds more like friendly rivalry. Ain't nothing real about it, you know. Sounds like fun to me.
Yeah, it's friendly rivalry, but man, for the get out there and bash a man like that, he can't defend himself. That's kind of cold at all. And I think that dude had like 5, 6, 7 people on the line then. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, man, how's the weather up there on that end of town?
Right now it's raining.
Are you serious?
Well, I'm over here in North Carolina.
Oh, boy, that's right, because I heard somebody make a comment and say they got, 20-30% chance of rain every day over there.
Now, that's North Carolina for you. But sometimes it don't rain with that 20-30% chance. We take the chance to go if we're close enough to the track.
Now, that Darlington track, is that close to you too, possible? Is it?
Yeah, it's within a few hours.
Okay.
I've been there twice.
Have you okay? I've seen a few videos on the facility. Like, it's a nice facility.
It's decent. I mean, it ain't no Maryland, but, I mean, it's a decent track. It's clean, nice. I mean, it's decent. It's like everywhere else we pretty much go except for, like, the Marylands and stuff like that. It's top-notch.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been down the track in Darlington. I've been there twice and never went down the track, believe it or not.
Okay.
You know, each time I went down there, either I didn't feel like riding or my bike was in the shop. So,
okay.
I only ride one of the 4 that I got. So,
well,
We still got people talking about that bike, man. How in the world that man that heavy can make a 1,000 go down through there like that?
That's Brian Hayes for you.
Man. Are you running, what, 240 possible?
Do what? Yeah, I went 240.
Okay. Let's see. We got another caller here. Let me 901-0143. Your mic.
Yeah, ZX10 kid on here tonight.
Man, he was on early.
Okay.
They may be still on. You had a message to relate?
Yeah, I was trying to set up something tonight with him in Memphis, Tennessee on the gate, but I guess he seemed to book races and don't show up. We're getting that a lot from him around here.
Oh, okay. So you're saying his credibility ain't all that good?
No, sir. Bad paymaster. Hell, he'll show up without a bike. He know he didn't book the race that night. He'll show up without a bike.
Oh, okay. The man was painting the picture of himself pretty good out here online tonight.
Yeah, I bet.
Somebody need to tell Buck and them they need to tell them where they can defend themselves, man. That man was calling them, what was the word possibly you were saying?
They race. Y'all need tractors in the cornfield, right?
Yeah, come on, tractors.
They have to come down the highway. Crops of corn.
Man, look, he bragged on that ZX10 so much, man. He brought it to the track last Thursday night, and he ended up making a pass, and he ran like 10:47 at 118. And that's
tell you
with,
what, that's
the
best pass. I got a 750. I run him head up with.
But look, that's a 62. He stretched 62 inches, got a hand clutch. And got nitrous on the bike, and he went 10:47 at like 118.
I was going to ask you, was it a stock wheelbase bike or something?
Nah.
Nah, stock wheelbase been no faster than that. You do tell me that was quarter mile time, right?
Yeah, quarter mile.
Oh, okay, never mind. Yeah, he's slow.
Oh, yeah.
But well, don't tell me he was into it, though. So I was wondering, did the dude even have a bike, man? So he actually has a ZX-10.
Yeah, he actually has a ZX-10.
Okay.
It just ain't going nowhere.
Okay.
I think they put the motor on back.
So he tried to tune it himself, or he has someone to tune it for him?
No, it's supposed to be a built bike.
Man, I would love to know the bill's name. Yes, indeed. I'd love to know the bill's name. Man, I think so. Everybody, like I said, is trying to tune in tonight, man. Trying to scratch their head. Possibly, you got anything big going on up there this weekend, huh?
No. Got to go back in the shop in the morning to make sure everything's right.
Okay.
Yes, folks.
What was you saying, Al?
Yeah, you were saying something about bringing it down to Hattiesburg, so.
Man, that dude better not bring that bike down.
That's what I was saying.
I tell you what, if he ran that down there and those guys on the sideline looking at, you know, he's going to be able to get him about 10 races in that night. And you said the bike is 62 inches, too.
Yeah, 62 inches. Nitrous, hand clutch, 10:47 at 118.
Ooh, that's fine.
Then he had the nerve to come out there with them cheap-ass leathers on. Hell, he ain't even need to put no leathers on because he can't get out the 10. So he can wear some jeans or something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that kid ain't nothing but a lot of talk, man.
Okay.
A lot of talk.
Man, he was right up last week. I think he had Shine right up, too, man. He was upset.
Yeah, I'm about to go around the corner with Shine at now.
Oh,
we
okay.
Just talking about ZX10 kid.
Tim wanna walk around with my camera, man, and video.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
It's pretty quiet on here tonight.
Yeah, it is kind of quiet. I think everybody kind of scratching their head and stuff, trying to figure out can they squeeze some more extra horses out before the weekend.
Right, right.
Yeah. I'm sure Thursday and Friday alone, Cycleback will be pretty riled up.
Yeah.
About getting that last minute word in. Yes, indeed. Yeah. And so, Papa, he going back to the drawing board, huh?
For me?
Yeah.
No. He going back to the drawing board.
Back to the board for this, squeeze some more horses out of it. He's saying turn some more gas up.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how much gas we don't have on it. I was just mad that I had to go out and buy another damn solenoid, that's all. Made me mad. Every time I think I'm done spending money, there's more money to be spent. But, I mean, she's all right right now, just that we had a bad corrupt file in the system. We don't know what it was. It happened before, about a month ago. Yeah, it sounded like it got a two-step on it when Tyree tried to bring Stahl up.
Okay.
He can't react off of that. Other than that, the bike runs fine.
Okay. But, well, you know, you have a lot of people gunning after you with that BMF bike, though.
Man, everybody been riding that thing. You know, it's just sometimes it don't work out, sometimes it does. I mean, that's probably the most complicated piece of machinery I've ever tried working on. That my guys have tried working on. I mean, I don't know what the hell we've been doing wrong or what we're doing right, not getting it right, but 1 minute it flies and we make a change and it goes backwards. I mean, 1 minute it goes forward and then it goes back. I mean, I guess not everything can be perfect.
Right.
But I said, the hell with it. My buddy Little Scrappy threw my ass under the damn bridge and made me jump on Cobra with that race, and I was like, man, I don't want to do it. I was like, you're going to run us over. I thought I might as well just go on and hand you the money now. But we still felt like it was a gamble because we ran out, you know, ran the week before. We just threw it up in the trailer. Like I said, the only thing we were worried about was being too short for the track.
Okay.
We didn't have to worry about that, did we?
So you going to leave it like that or you going to stretch it out some more when you run that race over again?
Well, we've learned that. We've learned from going from track to track, everything's different, man. Each track's different. I mean, so you shorten the bike up for tracks that may not be able to hook. We can't apply the power and whatnot.
Right.
Just adjusting for the track. Now we were adjusting for a different track that had issues, you know, spinning about 100 foot out, stuff like that.
Okay.
But now you get one of dead plants, the damn somebody's going to go 12 o'clock. I'm not trying to buy another transmission. I'll tell you that right now.
Yes, indeed. Well, we got one more person here with the hand raised. Let me open the mic up. 318-0655. Your mic is open.
No, I'm a purple.
0655, your mic is open. Okay, Tony. Hold up. Indeed. Well, guys, I guess we not going to have too many more. I'll see if that's going to say pause. I guess we're going to sit down, I guess, early tonight, man. See, ain't nobody saying nothing. Everybody's kind of quiet tonight.
Yeah. Real quiet.
Hey, I'm going to get on cycle like tomorrow. Probably be blowing off the roof.
Yeah.
Yes,
about that.
So you ride bikes yourself, huh?
Yeah, I got a ZX10 myself. It's okay. In the shop right now.
Okay. Your boy Twin ain't never tried
to? Twin, it's hard to get them cats to race around here, to tell you the truth, man. To be honest with you, Twin done might have ran a race this year.
Oh.
So, I mean, I guess he's supposed to be bringing something down to Hattiesburg and trying somebody with, but I can't see it happening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't see it happening. I think he's just going to be walking around with them hot-ass letters on. Tell you the truth.
Tell you what, he walk around in some 98-degree weather with some leather, it's stuff going to pass off.
He will do it now. I didn't hear him pull that off before. So don't be surprised if you see it.
Trying to pose in front of the camera or something, or he just
man, I don't
look
know.
Good?
I don't know what be on that cat mind, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Well, guys,
yeah,
I'll tell you what, Ian. We're going to go on and sit the boy down tonight. I guess 30 minutes early.
Well, damn.
Any more, because I think it's real. Well, like I said, I think a lot of people probably just kind of listening and see. I would have thought it'd been more active on here tonight than this, but like I said, everybody's probably tuning and trying to make some last-minute adjustments.
Yeah.
Yep. But that, with that being said, though, I guess we're going to go on and call it a night. And I guess we'll intervene here again next Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay. Well, guys, I guess it was nice talking with you tonight, so we're going to go on and shut it down.
All right, Chris.
Okay, man. You all have a nice one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.